Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pullet conscious, you know, certain guys, you know, may get more passive, and I think that's something you're constantly looking at. Is the best, you know, clutch hitters that I've seen are able to, you know, really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots. And I think sometimes we don't do that. So I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations, and make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Monday, August 12th, Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein reunite for one day only.
Burns and Bornstein, who the hell are they?
The Score's iconic afternoon show returns as Terry Bors fills in for the vacationing Connor McKnight.
You make the weird noises and I do the weird voices.
Yeah, your comedy bits kind of suck.
Reunited and it feels so...
I don't know.
Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein together again. Monday, August 12th from 9 to noon on 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Dumbest show ever.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install doors, water treatment systems, cabinet makeovers, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More safe, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what about you? What calms you?
You know, I would agree with the breathing. I think breathing is obviously the biggest thing that any person can do in a stressful situation, to be able to take that deep breath and just close your eyes and get back to the level. You know, besides having the anxiety and the anger or whatever it is rising up, you know, like if you get screwed by a call, you're in a 2-1 count, the next thing you know, you're in a 2-2 count and you're upset. You know, you got to be able to let it out. If you want to yell, take that deep breath, be able to get back in the box and not have that affect you is the key.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Molly and Haw, Chicago.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And Mr. David, very interesting stuff. Rick Hahn, kind enough to join the fine folks at NBC Sports Chicago on their podcast, their White Sox podcast. Our friend Ryan McGuffey, don't call him Guff, he landed the big fish, Rick Hahn.
And Rick Hahn decided to come out. He showed up in jeans and a T-shirt, just talking baseball with the guys.
Just laid back.
Very laid back, very loose and very relaxed. And he let it fly. He was ripping Twitter. He was talking about some of his decisions. And we have some of the...
Yeah, I unfortunately didn't get a chance to listen to all of it because...
A lot going on.
There was a lot happening in my life. I will do that over the weekend, though I always enjoy listening to that. But he did talk about the pros and cons of bringing up one Louis Robert.
If 2020 is, and I don't want to speak for you, but it's, maybe you can answer this in the same question. If 2020 is the year where you feel like this can start opening to being a competitive winning team, do you consider it important to have Luis Robert and even Nick Madrigal here in 2019 at the end of it, just so they know what it's like to win or be a player in the majors as opposed to opening day or sometime in April next season?
Look, I'll make it easier for you than that. There is certainly an argument that it helps a player's long-term development for them to get exposed to the big leagues and get whatever struggles or adjustment period out of the way. And that's not just getting punched out on sliders off the plate like we saw happen to Monkey last year, it's happened to Eloy now. It's knowing where to get to the charter. It's knowing where we stay in certain on the road, what time early BP is when we travel. Like, there's an acclimation process, and that's real, and there is a benefit to players to getting that out of the way. And yes, that is absolutely a consideration when deciding whether to promote a player, especially, you know, towards the end of the season. At the same time, you're also correct that there's a lot of considerations. That's one of them, and that's a very strong one in terms of bringing a guy up. At the other end of the spectrum, there's also fatigue. There's also these players, the two you mentioned in particular, both Luis Robert, Louis because of injury, Madrigal because of being a college player last year, they're both currently about to embark on the longest season already of their lives. Is now really the time to bring up a fatigued player and have them potentially struggle at the big league level and bear some negative effect from that?
Boy, he doesn't look tired.
Listen, he's getting tired of beating the hell out of everybody in the minor leagues.
That can be exhausting being that good.
That's a good answer,
but
we're missing the big answer, right?
Yes or no?
The answer is simple. Is there a benefit to not using up time of service years? The only reason you don't bring the guy up is because you get another year of him. You don't start the clock on his major league calendar until, and again, they'll find a reason to not bring him up until whatever it is, a month or and a half into the season.
Executives never want to talk about that, though.
It's the elephant in the room. It's a disingenuous answer if that's not part of
it. Well, but disingenuous or not, but what he said was valid on both sides of the equation, but I don't know that it really addressed the crux of the issue, which is what you said.
That's what I'm saying. Is that not the reason?
But I think the fault, and again, I haven't heard the entire conversation, because I think what they did with Eloy Jimenez and signing him to a long-term deal,
that allowed them to bring him up.
It allowed them to bring him up.
All of a sudden, they didn't have to worry about the outfield stuff or whatever the
so
hell they
wanted to. So if you bring up
learn.
Even a tired Luis Robert early, in September to be exposed to major league pitching, and then you spend the offseason trying to hammer out a long-term contract extension, that makes a lot of sense to me.
And I think we also are painting with a wide brush. I think Madrigal and Robert are on different timetables.
Yeah, somehow they got paired together.
Yeah, it's
weird. I think
weird.
Because they both have had success at the minor league level.
Right.
But I'm okay with waiting on Nick Madrigal, but I would like to see Luis Robert this year, sooner rather than later.
But it comes back to what is the timetable of the rebuild, and that was one of the questions that Rick Hahn answered yesterday.
2020 is certainly a season, although it is only the fourth year of the rebuild. And if you look throughout the history of these things, in the recent history of these things, whether it was the other side of town or Houston or Kansas City, you know, year four was a nice transition year, but it wasn't necessarily a championship year. We feel pretty good about how the young guys have progressed. We feel pretty good about the players you mentioned joining us at some point, if not for the entirety of next year, but certainly for the majority of next year. Feel optimistic about some of the things we're going to do this offseason, but we have to do them first. It is certainly within the realm of possibility that we take that excellent step forward that we are all waiting for in 2020, but it's not today, August, whatever it is, the 8th, 9th, whatever it is, isn't the day I'm going to be able to proclaim that. I think when initially we were talked about this rebuild, going way back to the sale trade, and people have said how long this was going to take, or asking how long is this going to take, mostly in my own house. You know, and we looked at a ton of these before we got started, and in general, they took 5 to 7 years before they really hit their stride. I said from the start, again, perhaps foolishly, I said from the start, I thought we could beat that because we were trading some pretty special talent at the big league level, and we were going to get some pretty special vetted, advanced minor league talent, as we did with Moncada and Kopech and Giolito and Lopez and Dunning and Eloy, Cease, et cetera, that is going to help jumpstart this thing. Knock on wood, so far we seem to have jump-started the thing. So it's a long-winded way of saying there's a lot of considerations on the call-up, and there's certainly the possibility that 2020 could be a special season.
Good. I don't disagree with that. I know you kind of do.
Listen, I'd love it to happen. Yeah. David, a couple of the players you mentioned there are down with injury, right? Dane Dunning blew his arm out. Who else? He mentioned somebody else that was injured.
Well, you've got Kopech coming off an injury.
Kopech
you've
is
got
another
Carlos
guy coming
Rodon
up.
Coming off yes. an injury. You've got Zach Birdie,
Dane Dunning.
You've got a lot of guys. Jake Berger.
Jake Berger is so coming off a couple of different injuries.
There's plenty of reasons you could point to to say, okay, be cautious. But I think there is optimism. There's cautious optimism. And because of the prospects they have accumulated, and when the Sox have been healthy this year, when they had Moncada, Anderson, and Jimenez all in the lineup at the same time, they were respectable, more respectable than they were during the month of July, that's for sure.
I look forward to the time when we can talk about the White Sox and how they line guys up and what they're trying to get done in August, the way that Len Casper did last night about the Chicago Cubs and Joe Maddon.
The paradigm has shifted. In the first half to, a little more than half the season, Joe kind of works ahead with his lineups, matchups, getting guys days off, making sure he gets all of his bench players in there, and is generally not affected by recency bias, the idea of giving this guy a day off tomorrow, but then he hits three home runs tonight, and he'll still give that guy the day off. Well, that's changed. Ian Happ is in there tonight because of what he did earlier this week.
Yeah, and you can debate whether that's, sound philosophy or not. I think it's just trying to put our best team on the field every single night is just thinking, not so much in terms of any development or this guy needs to get X number of at-bats.
Joe said when he ran the minor league system with the Angels, he told the managers, have a process until August 1st and then play whoever you want. Do your best to win. And Joe's going to do that now with guys who are producing.
That's what you have to do. I mean, you can't, the time for worrying about everybody being ready, it's win time.
Well,
it is win time now.
It's win time. I think the way that Maddon termed it last week when it was August 1st, it's big boy time. And when it's big boy time, you don't worry about giving guys texts at the beginning of series and saying, you're not going to play Sunday. I want to give you a warning. You're going to play Sunday. Get prepared. Who's hot? Who's not? That's how you form your lineup. That's why Ian Happ has been playing second base, and that's refreshing to hear because I understand why maybe May, June, and July you're trying to conserve your bench and plan accordingly because of fatigue that could factor in. Not anymore. Right now, no. Fatigue's a state of mind, and you've got to work through that. You're approaching mid-August. You have a 3.5-game lead. You don't want that to shrink anymore. Go for it. As Joe says, it is big boy time, so hot player plays. And if you're not hitting, it's time for accountability, and I think that's fun to see.
I think that's an interesting comment you just made there, because when you say hot player plays, are you saying offense matters at this point now? That no longer are you trying to get the best defensive team out there? Because if you were, then maybe Castellanos and Happ wouldn't be must-start guys, but they certainly are at this point.
It's a good question. Your team, though, now after 110, 115 games. What is it that worries you the most besides your bullpen? It's the offense, and you don't want it to become broken again. So the best way to prevent that, get your hot hitters in the lineup. Get Castellanos, Happ, and Schwarber as many at-bats as possible.
All right, we are going to bring in Dan and Hub Arkish filling in for Connor McKnight today, and we can talk a little Bears football. We can talk a little bit about this. We can talk to those guys. They're just fun guys to talk to, David.
Yes, they are. And Molly, this is a big giveaway. The Grand Geneva Resort and Spa.
What?
Proud to present their EA Sports Draft Day package. This is the perfect prize for any fantasy football league, and now it's your chance to win. Be caller 6, 312-591-6700. Sixth caller, you can win an overnight stay for 12 rounds of golf on either the Brute or Highlands course, lunch for 12, in a meeting room for your draft with a PlayStation 4, the new Madden 20 game, which underrated the Bears, and a draft board. That's an incredible prize, and it's valued at $6,800. The EA Sports Draft Day Package, courtesy of the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. Make it a grand day.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Bears fans, this is the most listened to sports morning show in Chicago. Trust Mully and Haw to cover the biggest Bears stories as they happen. From training camp through the offseason and every game in between. Mully and Haw, created in Chicago for Chicago. Monday through Friday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Until you've tried CBD products, you don't know how powerful they may be for so many health concerns or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at cbdistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at cbdistillery.com.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, today is the day for doing. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers, exterior lights to a new coat of paint, inspiration to installation. You can do it, or let the Home Depot do it for you. Visit homedepot.com/services for more information on installing your next project. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only. See store for details.
Farmers Insurance knows the difference between a car hitting your bumper and a clown car hitting your bumper. Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Saturdays at 8 a.m. Don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pull conscious, you know, certain guys, you know, may get more passive, and I think that's something you're constantly looking at is the best, you know, clutch hitters that I've seen are able to, you know, really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots, and I think sometimes we don't do that, so I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations. And make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Right now, you're streaming The Score,
Chicago's original and number one sports station, and of course, the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here.
Along with Ron Coomer.
670 The Score is where you want to be to hear every exciting play of Cubs baseball.
We'll deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season, and the postseason.
2-2 on David Bote, trying to come through. Bote drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand
slam! A grand slam for David Bodie! And the Cubs have won the ballgame!
You got the Cubs game on the score!